In many ways, Fredericksburg hasn't changed. The German founders of the town named the streets crossing Main Street so that the first letters spell out all welcome. When you drive in the other direction, the street signs spell out come back. Mike Starks is a realtor and also serves on the Gillespie County Economic Development Commission.
We're only a town of 10,000. Before long, you just know everybody in the store. If you have problems with your car, someone's going to stop and pick you up and take you where you need to go. You go into Dooley's store, you know, the little ladies there still speak German.
This, the shops on Main Street, and Fredericksburg's many wineries are what the town has built its tourism industry around. And it's why out-of-towners with money are buying property here in record numbers. And that is how Fredericksburg has changed.
A lot of homes that would fill the need of a lower income or a working class guy very often are bought up as a second home. You know, your typical little two-bedroom 1940s house close to Main Street, that's a very attractive thing for somebody to buy who lives in San Antonio or Dallas or Houston, just to use as a weekend house for when they come to town.
In 2015, nearly half the buyers moving to Fredericksburg paid cash for their homes instead of taking out loans. Stark says the average price of a house in Fredericksburg grew to nearly $297,000. That's a 15% increase in just 1 year. Currently, there are only three houses in Fredericksburg selling for under $200,000.
A lot of times I'll have, let's say, a new police officer or a nurse at the hospital who's just moved to town, and they're actually making good money. But when they come in looking for a home to purchase, a lot of times it's just not possible.
Fredericksburg is such a desirable area to live. It's a beautiful town. They have lots of beautiful homes and lots of things to do. So we really wanted to relocate here to Fredericksburg.
John Rauschuber is the director of fine arts at Fredericksburg High School, and his wife also teaches at the school. They had owned a house in San Antonio that was a little over 2,600 square feet. He said they had paid about $270,000 for it. When they learned a similar house in Fredericksburg would run $400,000 or more, they bought a home that would fit their budget in Kerrville, 20 miles away.
It was a little bit heartbreaking because we really wanted to live in this community, to be near all of our students and our families that, you know, we've grown to know here while teaching here.
Rauschuber says salary isn't the problem. He says a first-year teacher in Fredericksburg earns a little bit over $40,000 a year. If you're an athletic coach or lead activities like band choir, you can earn an additional stipend. He also says quite a few teachers at the school commute from San Marcos, Burney, San Antonio, and even Wimberley, an hour and a half away. But not everyone is willing to commute. And that's caused a second problem, a shortage of workers throughout Fredericksburg. Tim Dooley owns Dooley's 510 and 25 cent store on Main Street. The store was first opened by his grandfather.
The community is pretty much at full employment. Anybody that really, really wants to work can find a job. So from my perspective as an employer, when I see people walk in my door cold, looking for a job, I begin to wonder, where all have they been and why aren't they working?
Tim Lemberg with the Gillespie County Economic Development Commission says the worker shortage has reached epidemic proportions.
About 3 years ago, we put together a small group and we've expanded that group. We call ourselves the Local Labor Task Force, and we identified what we think are the five biggest contributors to our labor shortage. And then, of course, the elephant in that room is housing. The downside is I know we have employers in Fredericksburg that are employing workers that they probably wouldn't if they had a better selection. And we are a tourist-oriented community. It doesn't translate to the best service.
So what are they doing to fix the affordable housing issue?
Some of our larger employers are looking at developing some of their own housing as a way to recruit and retain good quality employees. you know, we'll get through this, but we may lose opportunities, to be quite frank, if we don't at least try to fix it and get some relief.
Realtor Mike Starks doesn't see an easy solution either, and he's tired of delivering bad news to prospective homebuyers.
Who doesn't want to own their own home where they live?
He knows he's selling an American dream that not everyone in Fredericksburg can afford. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.